And the deal was first surfaced. The government, the various agencies took a positive approach. We think that we understand that income needed to do this to strengthen its capital base to be able to move forward. So it is something that we take it very seriously, and we study the structural transaction. So we took the positive approach during the parliament, and subsequent to that, when more details surfaced, we had a concern about how the new entity will be able to fulfill the social mission that was given given the undertaking for with the Ministry of Community and Culture and Youth, MCCY. And so therefore the two agencies came together and to discuss how do we square the both sides' obligations. And then we presented the case to the Cabinet, and the Cabinet discussed and decided that given the conflicting interests, both from the insurance point of view as well as from a social mission point of view, the deal could not go through. It has to be blocked. And therefore, we took the decision to amend the Insurance Act so as to give MAS the legal basis to block the deal from Income and Allianz. And that is why we went to the Parliament. And if you will recall, there were actually two sessions in Parliament. The first session was sometime in August, and we talked about the deal. And that was the time when we said that we had a relatively positive attitude towards the deal. We want to support the deal because it will help Income. But when more details surfaced, we decided to have to stop the deal. We amended the Act, and that was the second Parliament sitting. In fact, we had a full debate on both Parliament sittings. And even after the Parliament sitting, MPs were at liberty to raise further parliamentary questions on this deal, if necessary. So I think there was ample opportunity for MPs to raise questions, and the debate was very comprehensive, and we had quite a long debate. Many MPs raised questions, and we answered all the questions. So I think the whole process was transparent and upfront, and we have opportunities for MPs to ask questions on all aspects of the deal. And I think we have settled the details there. And once the detail is settled, we pass the bill. And for reasons that the Workers' Party have explained, I think, in Parliament, they decided to abstain from the voting. And nonetheless, even with our abstention, the bill went through, and we amended the Act. And that process is very important, because it gives MAS a legal basis to consider factors not just on prudential basis, but also consider factors from MCCY with regard to the social admission. So MCCY's objections can then be taken into account legally and properly in the decision to reject Income Allianz deal. So I think that was the whole process. So I think we have provided sufficient explanation in the Parliament, and I think we have already settled the case. So I think there's no need to discuss any further. I think Prime Minister also gave a very quick summary of the state of the view. So I think that is an issue that we have already closed.